economic measures adopted include imposing fuel tax. I mentioned about this carbon tax that's imposed. Road congestion, though there is also charges being imposed if there is too much of a traffic and if flight is hovering around for any technical reason, they park for a longer time and took late departures. See, respective airport authorities, which means DGCA, will impose fine for remaining on ground for longer time period, because then the airport authorities have to adjust departures for other flight who were slotted to be at a specific gate. Further, the regulatory measures also includes parking control and restriction on vehicle users, etc. And as you must be noticing, not all the vehicles are allowed to be running on the tarmac where aircrafts are generally parked, and a very low speed is maintained. All these are regulatory measures that is taken as an external business environment for transport system. Another area of an operational constraint is the fuel prices. Fuel prices goes up and up and up, and if there are certain war happening, then suddenly consumption is more because the routes are diverted, or sometimes because of the war between two warring countries, the production drops, ultimately the fuel price shoots up. So with the increased inflation also, it has impacted the fuel price, and airlines started charging fuel surcharge on the ticket itself, highlighting exactly what is the price of the ticket and what is the fuel surcharge. Obviously, they collected from the passenger. Most serious effect, for example, look at the war between Russia and Ukraine. And the world economy has noticed because of that, the fuel prices have been increasing, and this has been happening for a number of years. First, this was Iran-Iraq war, then came Iraq and Gulf war, and any war that breaks out results into closure of aerospaces in different areas, ultimately flying longer hours using more of the fuel. All prices will remain above $100 per barrel for as long as the conflict ranges, and rising fuel prices will put the transportation industry and will hurt them, will put them into some sort of higher fueling requirement. Okay, operational external business environment. We talk about the issues related for the fixed cost, the capital involvement, and the fleet utilization and seat occupancy earning. All these are part of a smooth running of the aircraft industry, aviation industry, at the same time getting maximum revenues out of running aircraft. So if that aircraft flies with the capital requirement, buying of an aircraft, you need funds. And for that, you need to get investment done. Most aircraft being operated around the world are not immediately purchased, but they are bought with some investment coming in from the consolidation of different banks who invest, or fixed costs of a nature also our operational constraint. So possibly we take one by one to understand that. Need a large and huge investment. As I highlighted, each aircraft costs thousands and millions of dollars, and that hard cash is not available. So airline asks bankers, consolidators to fund the buying of aircraft. Ultimately, that comes up with some of the service charges, and in turn paying into installment and returning by generating revenue. As a result, the capital investment is of a concern. Funding modern reservation and other marketing system also is putting up investment, including the training part, including hiring the right type of employment, and so many other things require capital investment. That's an operational concern. Then, of course, the fixed cost consistent on marketing decision in the form of committed cost like fixed cost of any service are high, and the variable costs are low. So fixed costs for operating an aircraft are always high. Operating, for example, running a fleet will, if run with 50 seats within 200 or all 200, the fixed costs will be there, like salary to the staff, landing fees, parking fees, all that, and service fees, all will remain same. So this fixed cost put a strain on the airlines, and likewise, these costs are high, whereas variable costs, which means consumption of food or any other relevant variable cost, would be comparatively lower than the fixed cost. Seat occupancy earning, as I said, most airline seats, rather all airline seats, has a perishable importance. If not sold, ultimately that will go as a waste of earning. So airline ensures that most seats are filled by coming up with better pricing monitoring system, ultimately resulting into getting revenue. And if it is last minute sale, obviously the revenue earned will be low. So occupancy and earning is always a matter of concern. Most airline ensures that their aircraft run fully occupied by passengers, so that the empty seats will not be generating them a revenue, rather better on some revenue for that. That's why seat occupancy earning are always focused as a prime thing. Likewise, fleet utilization is quite important. Many airlines have a special team whose job is to utilize aircraft to the maximum and allow only maximum 6 to 7 hours on the ground. Rest of the time, they try to utilize the aircraft fully, because any aircraft staying on the ground mean loss of revenue. If it's even at the home airport, still DGCA, Director General of Civil Aviation, is another government body and will charge them parking fees. So it's always fleet utilization has been a matter of a concern for all airline flight landing from point A to B. Then within a specific required time, it should be serviced and maintenance. Immediately it should turn around, including loading of cargo, passenger, and maintenance or cleaning of the aircraft. So fleet utilization is, in many airline cases, anything from 16 to 17 hours per day. Anything they begin with 15 hours to 16 to 18 hours. Mind it, the different time is required on the ground to be checked, especially on domestic flight. The fleet will be on the ground for more hours than on an international flight that flies 8 to 9 hours on the route. So all that is important in the operation. Marketing tools for passenger transport companies are different strategies or different marketing tasks. The one is focusing on long-term marketing tasks, in that demand has to be created, finding ways to reduce the marketing costs, which is always a matter of concern for which the marketing company work for and think of this task as their priority, how to reduce marketing costs. Also, the important attention is given to building corporate product and brand strength, because obviously people buy brand. People buy the final product, which is in the form of a flight offer being one point to another, and the same goes for a bus being operated from point A to point B. There are, in certain countries, there are rules and regulations. Then even for a short trip of 6 to 8 hours, there should be no single driver sitting for 6 to 8 hours nonstop. Instead, they should have two drivers who would take over from one another, and so on and so forth. Because in certain market, for buses, this is an issue, and long-term marketing task has to focus and put their marketing practices according to requirement of those markets. And the one of the long marketing is to demand estimation, what would be the demand accordingly, implementation of tasks, and building corporate product, brand awareness, creating a brand that people will automatically buy despite the route or despite the flight they take. Relationship marketing in form of customer relationship management, or suggesting passengers with different relationship that they can establish, like frequent flyer registration and so on, are definitely long-term marketing tasks. Moving and understanding strategic alliances, I would say for airline, there are a lot of cooperation in form of three major alliances of different airline called Oneworld, SkyTeam, and Star Alliances. So different airlines of the world are member of one another, and in certain markets, one airline will code share, which means they don't fly there, but other airline which flies on that route, they will establish strategic alliances with them, ultimately growing revenue, marketing them in the markets where they are not physically present. All that are strategic alliances and linkages that keep coming in long haul. Demand estimation is very important, because on the basis of demand estimation, they will have to put the fleet accordingly. They will have to bring in marketing activities accordingly. They would need qualified staff for all that. So use of marketing research will be able to assist in giving ideas and putting up policy in that regard. It is a renowned on the periodic basis. It is reviewed on the periodic basis for the planning of future operational network routes and schedule, etc. Every growing airline continues to monitor the growth coming in. New opportunities opened up. I'll give the example, Navi Mumbai Airport. Now that has been opened up, so they are looking at the opportunities to tie up, arranging for flights to domestic and requesting international routes flying from there, asking international airline to use that facility of the new airport. That means you will have a creation of estimation of demand, people living in between Mumbai and other nearby areas towards Konkan or towards Pune are encouraged to use Navi Mumbai Airport instead of coming down all the way to Terminal 1 and 2 of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport. So demand estimation plays an important role in the company's marketing strategy, looking at new airports availability and availability of metro line. You can imagine Aqua Line has given support to people sitting in South Mumbai to take Aqua Line and come straight at Terminal 1 and 2. So that means they will increase the demand of the route from utilization of the linkage and strategic alliances with the metro line that has yet opened up. Finding ways to reduce marketing costs has always been there. Everybody would like to reduce costs, because any cost that is saved will add to the profit, and what else any business would think of than earning more profit. So to be a leader in the market, the transport service producer seek ways to reduce marketing costs. And I have explained to you how can they think of marketing costs to be reduced so that they go into more strategic allowance. They look at additional tools. They go more onto digital platform and many more things. Focusing on the repeat customer is the most common method of adopted by most transport service provider to approach the repeat customer, because the repeat customer would have already used your services and is a brand ambassador in some way to endorse your product. That's why many airlines encourage you, if you are not member of a frequent flyer program, to become the member while you check in, so that they somehow get commitment, loyalty, and in turn making you a repeat customer. Building a corporate product and brand strength is surely a activity or a task for passenger transport companies. Many airlines have successfully been doing it by creating a brand awareness. So once we talk about Emirates Airline or Emirates as a product, then we come, we can view what brand are we talking of by offering quality service, transport service, and providers attempt to create that product and brand range in the market. Also, many airlines use a specific of their hub, going from one to two hubs, ultimately offering more network to provide to their end users and passengers, ultimately getting major share from the market. So this may be achieved. The brand awareness can be achieved by addressing various market segments and the specific product catering to the needs. So passengers are looking for premium economy class. Passengers are looking for a different type of meals to be made available, different services to be provided. All these are some of the areas where building corporate identity, and definitely there are certain airlines who have been very successful in building the product strength and brand. So then we are moving on to understanding of marketing tasks for passengers. I'm now looking at relationship marketing, and that is focusing on repeat customer again, and the most common way of maintaining the relationship. Frequent flyer program, I've already mentioned, it's a good example of relationship marketing, because once you become a frequent flyer member of a specific airline, if you book next time, system automatically picks up your frequent flyer program number and start adding points of earn to you, and that's a benefit to you. Ultimately, you adhere to a particular airline to continue adding up loyalties to the and earn points onto that. Now, establishing linkages, we have been talking about it. It's a major marketing development in the transportation industries. So such linkages provide a benefit of each other. I mentioned about some airline alliances. It comes here. It says that alliances are made like Star Alliance, OneWood, and the Sky Team. These are the three major alliances where strategic linkages are made. So if you are a member of Star Alliance, so even if you have a frequent flyer of, say, Air India, another major airline who is also a member of Star Alliance, then definitely you earn points onto them. At the same time, you have access to lounges, and also you can get a code share flight. So establishing strategic linkages have remained very popular with the passenger, and in turn, definitely the loyalty is shown towards the airline or a product, and that brings in revenue. Short-term marketing trends, we were looking at short, long-term. Now we take now into consideration short-term marketing tasks and what that refers to, dear student. That refers to segment-specific promotion only on certain routes, short-term pricing and yield for a short time, marketing the margin, and managing the crisis. All these are short-term, but have its own importance, and implementation would depend according to that. Let's go into it. Segment-specific promotions. What does that mean? Important to have the knowledge of the customer in terms of their profile, needs, and behavioral matters. So these are specific, segment-specific promotion that would be carried out. Likewise, transport companies need to develop specific offers, often with third parties, such as organization of events, sports, and different festivals and different functions and all that appeal to the target group of markets. So ultimately, this will be a segment-specific promotion can be taken up, say flight from Mumbai to Dubai in the month of Ramadan, when the travel slows down towards Gulf country due to month of Ramadan, then airline comes up with a certain lower fare. Or if any festival is happening, like shopping festival, global village festival, etc., the airline can address only for this specific short period as a promotion, offering some special fares and so on. Likewise, use of data is the best source to target a market and analyze the market requirement there. Short term, also pricing, coming up with the pricing instead, because the rule of the airline is that if you announce a specific flight for a certain route, then for the whole schedule that you have put, say you have put that flight for a winter schedule or for summer schedule, then you need to operate the aircraft even if you have less than number of passengers required, say 5 or 10 passengers. Airline need to operate, otherwise the DGC of respective country will question your cancellation of flight. So mostly all scheduled airlines ensure that they have yield management system working, wherein they try to penetrate the market with practical way of offering a special fare, special pricing. Like for example, here we have railway. Usually do not reduce the fare paid by the commuters because their services are overwhelmed at the commuter times. Yes, so certain airlines, certain railways will continue to offer higher fare on a specific route all the time. They will not reduce it because the demand is very much higher. And when I have said that certain railways will not apply the same fare for same route throughout the day, they have peak hours rate, they have got low peak hours rate, and they have got lower rates, and so on. So another example is reduction of fare in a peak season, I just now highlighted. Another example of reduction of fare in low peak season, which is off-peak season, where there is no demand. But as per the airline, as per the DGCA requirement, the airline has to run the flights, even if they don't have. My dear student, I've flown on some aircraft with more crew than passengers. There were 7 of them on a flight and we were only 4 passengers. All that is accounting for the short-term pricing and yield management studies and strategy with regard to marketing the margin. Short-term decision are seeking to achieve the break-even level of seat occupancy. Now, this is something technical. I'll explain quickly. So, airline is flying from Mumbai to, say, Dubai. And as an example, the flying cost for airline from Mumbai to Dubai, with all the operational fixed costs and low cost and high cost, it cost them 10 lakh rupees. Example. So that's the break-even point. Minimum 10 lakh rupees have to be made on that route, Mumbai to Dubai. And whatever that airline makes, more than that is the revenue. So the yield management, marketing the margin would based on looking what is the break-even level for the seat occupancy. So to earn 10 lakh rupees, which seat and how many seat to be sold at what price? So when you see some offer coming in low season, not whole aircraft is going on that price. Maybe if you find that the fare from Mumbai to Delhi has been announced starting from 1999. So if someone who is fast enough to book that, only 5 seat will be sold at 1999. That's all. Example. Rest of the seat will be looking at the high level, or rather break-even level, or revenue generated in the seating capacity of the availability of seats on the aircraft. So that's marketing the margin. Also aimed at securing a daily basis, the vital marginal increment in customer purchases, which that make a major difference to profit or loss. I've explained this. So airline use this marketing the margin, which means 10 lakh rupees cost of operating Mumbai to Dubai, this much seat sold, all this summed up, including business class, premium economy, low economy, and selected seat offer on the promotion, resulted into 11 lakh rupees. And mind it, I'm talking of the low season. So airline made 1 lakh only, but yes, they are operating the aircraft because they have covered their margin. Managing the crisis. We all go through crisis. Airline and transport industry also is a business. They will go with the crisis. So there are many unpredictable changes in the external business, in the external business environment, resulting in need of contingency of and crisis planning. That needs a lot of thinking and having a vision on all that. Crisis condition called for immediate response on large scale, and such expenses may exceed any planned budget. Example, flight is canceled. There are 20 passengers or 40 passengers who are stranded. Some will offer and accept, I'm ready to go by next flight, no issue. But some would say, no, I would definitely want to fly at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I have to reach there by 6:30 in the evening. I have some function or whatever. So the airline had to fix them on another flight by paying whatever fee that other airline is asking the airline to pay. And they have not planned for all that. But that's called managing the crisis to continue with the brand and the loyalty of the clientele. Airlines have given hotel for passengers who were refused boarding, and many such more points that are a matter of a concern in the managing crisis scenario. So some of the transport marketing brochures are in front of you for domestic travel. It tells you in detail about the price and all other details. More of international given to you here also suggests how do they address and some of the advertisement that keep appearing. Domestic additional brochures are given to you. These are all for us in and look into it and see how these advertisements do appear. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It was my pleasure to speak to you in detail and explain about the transport and marketing activities.